Hello, welcome back to the Youthspire Show. I'm still your host, Fun. It's been a while. It's been 3 months, more or less. It's been a long, long while. So, it's good to be back for I don't know how long, but I'm just going to grab and enjoy this while it lasts. So I've been away for a while, unavoidably, not my fault. I apologize for my lack of consistency once again. It's been okay. Last year was a weird year for me, and that continued this year. I think it doubled this year. It was weird good, though. Weird good, not weird bad. Well, maybe a mix. It's been a roller coaster for me, and you know, I've been off and on, and still may just be off and on till, you know, whenever things get clearer. But all in all, it's been a good experience. So I'm going to share what's been happening these past 3-4 months, and then get to my message. So back in February, when I got back after going to my sister's place, I was home still, you know, mentally going through my recent upsets over and over again, kind of, I guess. And then I've always been an actor, if I should put it that way. I mean, I wake up in the morning from my bed to the bathroom. I'm basically acting a movie in my head and doing the motions. I'm in the kitchen trying to get dinner ready, trying to cook. I'm acting and walking on the road. And well, actors get the point. So that has basically been my life, you know, since when I was a baby. And I've been that noisy, lousy, roller coaster, dramatic kind of person in the family. And unconsciously, I had been, you know, doing this every single day of my life. But I've been battling with, you know, the fear and, well, in summary, personal issues and, you know, confidence and fear and uncertainty and all of that stuff. So February, I came across, was it March? I came across a casting call for a movie. It's basically an audition. Well, not really an audition, but more or less. So I decided I was gonna go for it, regardless of whatever fears I had and uncertainties, and, you know, regardless of whatever was going through my mind, I decided I was going to go for the audition. And I kept asking myself, what if you mess up? I mean, you've never done this in front of people. Yes, you do this in your bathroom, in your room, in your head, but you've never actually done this in front of people. What if you mess up? I stay in a town, Uyo, and it's not that big. You may, you know, run into someone you know from somewhere. Anything could happen. I just kept, you know, freaking out in my head. But I eventually told myself that, you know, whatever happens, happens. And I kind of just left everything to God. And told myself I had to go for the casting call, the audition, and if I fucked it up, fine. If I didn't, fine. Whatever was gonna happen was gonna happen. So I got prepped. I googled some tips to add to what I knew and learn more about going for auditions. I got prepared. I had a monologue ready in my head and all of that stuff. And I told myself, okay, this audition may not be for you. It may fail, it may work out, whatever the case may be, let's just go do it. And If it does fail, it doesn't mean you should stop. So I was simultaneously working on a job, a freelance writing job, from a client who, forgive my language, but is a bit of an ass. And I knew that if I messed up that job, I would have a bad review on my profile. But I just told myself I had to go for the audition, notwithstanding the fact that it would take up some of my time. So while waiting for the director and, you know, the crew to come and start the casting, I was writing. And it was a lot for me to try to get prepped in my head, because I'm the kind of person who likes to get ready for stuff generally. And if I have something important to do, I give myself time to get ready and to focus on what I'm doing. So it was a bit weird trying to get ready, prepared, and, you know, prepared for my on-the-spot audition and a casting call, for anything they may throw at me, as well as, you know, trying to figure out what I had to write and get it all ready before 3 p.m. Long story short, the audition began, audition went on, I had to pause on my writing, and it was almost 3, and then it got to 3 o'clock, and I wasn't done, and my deadline was way past, and the audition was not done. It got to the point where the director felt I was, you know, good enough, but I didn't fit the part. And all this while, I had been sitting there telling myself, you're about to lose your writing job and get a bad review from an ass client, and you just may not get this audition. You're about to lose on both ends. I just kept telling myself, keep calm. You know, for some reason, I just told myself, look, whatever happens, happens. Just, you know, relax. Worrying about it's not going to change anything. So at the minute where the director was about to call off the audition, he decided to give 3 or 5 or 6 or 7 of us another chance. And I was number 6, I think, or 7. I just sat there, you know, backing the judges and the crowd and just hearing all the other girls do their bit. And I'm like, oh, shit. Am I about to fuck this up? But the minute I walked in, I killed it. I mean, I killed it. I really did kill it. You know, my performance was impressive, and the director had to give me the role. He just felt like he had to, but he was conflicted. He sat there looking at me, staring at me, and wondering, you're so tiny. He was like, you're so tiny. You don't fit the role. And, you know, a couple of ladies were like, oh, come on, put a wig on her, give her heels, and she'll look much older than her age. And I was saying the same thing in my head, you know. But luckily for me, the director gave me the role. And I, you know, an hour earlier, I had been telling myself, okay, apparently you don't fit the role, but your acting is good enough. And then I asked myself, I'm like, really? God, am I going to come here, put everything on the line, kinda, and do a good job, but not fit the role just because I'm skinny? Okay, I am skinny. I'm a pretty skinny old woman. I look younger than my age, but I'm not that young. So I kept asking myself, am I going to lose this role because I'm smallish and skinny? God, no. I just lost my writing job. No. So call it what you will, you know, call it what you wish, fate or whatever it is. But I choose to call it God, and I got the role. I went home to my family, excited. And everybody was, you know, surprised because I didn't tell anyone I was going for an audition or casting. I never even told anyone I was going to venture into acting, though they knew I, you know, had the talent. So it was a shock to everyone. Where did you go to? You're just home. Why are you screaming? What's this script? You know, it was exciting. It was exciting for everyone. Now, the moral of this story is that I'd been fighting with so much uncertainty and fear and, you know, lack of self-confidence and all of that, you know, crazy stuff. And I just kept holding myself back for so long. But sometimes you just have to trust, I don't know, call it the process, call it fate, call it deity, call it God, call it talent, call it confidence, call it whatever you will. But sometimes you just have to trust, I'll call it God for my own sake, you know, just leaving everything to Him and just following it, you know, it's just making the move and believing that no matter what happens, you will bounce back. Everything will actually be fine. You know, I was so bothered about my writing job, and FYI, I did get a bad review. It's still there on my profile. And I got home, I was upset about my review, but I had to remind myself that everything didn't go all bad. I got the role. I hope, you know, I'm gonna do a good job. And however the writing thing goes, you figure it out. Everything will be fine. Point is, overthinking, which is a thing I do very well. Overthinking, anxiety, fear, uncertainty, sometimes, you know, it's never really going to go. Well, scratch that. It can actually go, but what I'm trying to say is that it doesn't have to be gone. It doesn't have to be out of the picture at the moment for you to actually make a move and do that thing you want to do. I told myself, look, try and fail rather than not try at all. You know, courage, they say, bravery is not about having no fear. It's about making that move even with your fear. I got there and I actually saw quite a number of people I knew. And I'm like, oh shit, I'm about to, you know, fuck up in front of all these people. But I'm like, so like, look, everyone will move on with their lives. I had all the fear and anxiety and uncertainty and everything, but I still made the move, knowing that both things, and which meant a lot to me, the writing and the acting, were on the line and I could lose both. But, you know, just freeing myself of that worry and, you know, that disturbance actually probably helped me do a good job and actually win one thing. So I was able to liberate myself, you know, stop running away from who I was, accepting who I was, my personality, my passion, my very core, what I've always wanted, who I've always wanted to be. You know, I stopped allowing my fears and, you know, traditional orientations and all of that stuff hold me back. And making that decision to make that move, regardless of what may come, you know, believing that I was going to handle anything and, you know, bounce back and generally be fine in the long run, just, it totally gave me a freedom, you know, to do whatever I had to do and just get back home and, you know, follow up from there. And it didn't end there. You know, just from that one move, I starred in a movie with A-list actors, with popular actors, people I never thought I would actually ever be able to say hi to. And I was not just an extra or, you know, in the background, I was a supporting role. You know, whenever I sit to think of it, it's surreal. It's like just one move. And it makes me ask myself, I should have done this years ago. If only I had stopped doubting myself and stopped letting my fears hold me back. A simple move where would I be today? You know? And it didn't end there. After the movie, you know, people kept calling me, hey, someone saw you at the audition. They want you to come for this audition. Hey, go for this audition. You know, I saw people and they were like, oh, hey, your audition was nice. You really did a good job. And I'm like, okay, this just may bring me more movies. And, you know, all in all, it all happened because of just one move. It's amazing the chain reactions losing out on one move or actually gaining on that move will bring you. And I just sat back with so much gratitude, realizing that I had been wasting my own time all these years because I didn't take that step and liberate myself. You know, after that, I have met so many people. I've gone for other auditions, and it so happens that I have been so ready for this all my life that every casting call audition I go for, I get a role. All because of one move. The point here is that, you know, sometimes you just have to take that step. Sometimes it may not just, you know, the anxiety, the fear, everything may not be right. You know, sometimes you're visibly shaking, but you just have to take that step. And it just may turn out right. It may turn out to be good. And, you know, I didn't fit into, well, at that point where we were, I didn't look like I fitted into the role. I looked, you know, too young, skinny, and all of that. Even though I knew that if I dressed up, I would fit that role. But the point is, I didn't fit the role, but it took the grace of God, talent, and just, you know, call it whatever you want to call it, for the director to tell himself, give her the role. A few days later, he called me and, you know, addressed me, telling me he was freaking out because, you know, I'm a new actor. It was my first movie. It was a glamour cinema movie. He needed a good job done. And I just kept telling myself, oh God, now you have to not disappoint anyone. You have to do a good job. But I kept assuring him. And, you know, at that point, I would have backed out again, my old self. I would have told myself, okay, you got the role. What if you don't do it well? What if you disappoint them? It'll be bad. It'll be bad for you. It'll be bad for the movie. It'll be bad for the producer, the director. Why don't you just say you're not doing it? But I just kept telling myself, stop that. Silence that voice and just go on and tell the director, yeah, I'll do a good job. And then I'd get home and rehearse and rehearse and rehearse and rehearse. But the most important thing is not the rehearsal. It's not the assurance. It's the fact that I had that little thing in me telling me, you're going to do this somehow and you'll be fine. Even with all the fear and everything going through your head and your heart and your mind, you will do it. And if you fail, so what? But if you don't, then good. Target that. So sometimes you just have to get up and do it. You just have to go for it, even in the face of everything you know may go wrong. You know, just lunge into it and just do it. So that was an eye-opener to me. You know, that decision, that bravery to make that move, to go for what I wanted, who I was, and, you know, that to stop running away from who I was and actually make the decision to finally go for an audition and casting like I've always wanted to go for. That was the first ever audition I went for. First ever. And I got the role out of all the other ladies there. And it wasn't just a role, it was a supporting role. That's a testimony in my book. So, you know, filled with gratitude, I always look back and I realize that sometimes you just have to make the move. And that has helped me so much. These months that have come and gone. I have done that every second, every day. It has brought me so much more blessings that I can't relate in this episode because it's just going to make it unnecessarily long. But I hope you do learn a thing or two from my long, very detailed story. But basically, all I'm saying to whoever's listening is that, you know, all the fear and uncertainty, or it may not be fear and uncertainty, sometimes it may be another kind of problem or obstacle or, well, uncertainty. Because sometimes it may not even be an obstacle, it may just be a risk, uncertainty, and, you know, sometimes those things will never go. They just won't go anywhere. And you should be conscious of the fact that even if you did take that step in the presence of this risk and uncertainties, it just may work out. Yes, it may not, but have you realized that it may work out? And as long as you know that in other ways, in every other way that counts, you are prepared, whatever it is you're considering, then just try making that move. You may fail, you may win, but hey, you made the move. And even if you do fail, you're better. You know, you're better in the sense that it makes you stronger. You know, I came out of this whole experience knowing that I can always face and handle whatever happens to me. I have a bad review on my profile. I don't know how I'm going to sort that out, but I know I'll be fine. I just know I'll be fine. And I realized that after that movie, if I don't get more, in time I will get more, you know. And I'll grow from there. You know, it brings you confidence, peace of mind. It brings you happiness, you know. You know that, yeah, even if I did fail, you know, I know that next time I can handle risk, I can handle things. You're the better after the experience. You know, you have your confidence. It gives you peace of mind knowing that regardless of what happens, you know, anxiety and fear comes from wondering what may go wrong, if it goes wrong, why it'll go wrong, how you handle it, how all those things, you know. But when you have that orientation that tells you that, look, I'll be fine. And sometimes I just got to make that move. And if it works out, fine. If it doesn't, but hopefully it'll work out and I need to work towards that. It just rests your mind. You know, I sat there knowing that, look, whatever happens, I'll be good. And with that kind of attitude, it relaxes you. It relaxes your mind. It brings you into yourself. It gives you a certain kind of self-appreciation and confidence and pushes you to do what you're about to do and what you're doing. And when you carry out activities or when you do whatever it is you intend to do with that mindset and state of being, it's a positivity that pushes you towards better implementation, if I should use that word, you know, being better at what exactly it is you're doing. And that always leads to better results. You know, you may not get the role, but you may be impressed. Sometimes you don't get the role, but you get the attention of a director, you know, who has you in mind for another production or something. Long story short, make the move. Sometimes you have to make the move regardless of whatever may seem like a risk or uncertainty or a problem, and it may just work out. I think I should stop here for this episode. I really, really hope, as always, I'm always desperate to educate and inspire someone out there, and I hope my message is not too ambiguous and someone learned something. I will catch you on the next episode. Have a wonderful time of the day. It's 3 a.m. over here. I don't know what the time is, wherever you are, but have a wonderful one. Bye.